This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
You could say that music and dance go together like protons and electrons. It's chemistry, or at least that's the way two local arts companies have come to think about it. The Jamaica Plain-based orchestra A Far Cry and the Urbanity Dance Company are coming together tomorrow night at Jordan Hall in a collaboration they appropriately call chemistry. It's the focus of this week's Artery segment when we talk to artists, critics, and curators about what's exciting them in the local art scene. And joining us now is the always exciting Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. Hi, Graham. Good to see you.
Great to see you too, Anthony. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So when you first told us about this performance, Chemistry, you said that you felt like it was created just for you. Why?
It might be my own egocentric universe, but getting over those issues, both Urbanity and A Far Cry are two of these young, exciting arts organizations that I try and catch every single thing they do. Not only that, but this particular program is featuring two of my favorite composers, Bach and Stravinsky. And really, it's sort of the cherry on top of this is I actually have a former life as a chemist before I started working in the arts world. So even
this
name
deep.
Of this program felt like some kind of inside joke that I wasn't a part of.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little more about these two companies. We featured A Far Cry on our program last year, but remind our listeners what they're all about, who they are.
A Far Cry is a 17-person conductorless chamber orchestra. A lot of the faces are people you might recognize from some of the musical organizations all around Boston. But what makes them unique is this structure they have where there's not a traditional artistic director. So they really share in this collaborative process of decision-making for planning the entire season to interpretation of particular elements of the music they're working on. So it makes for this varied and eclectic approach to making music.
So for this production, Chemistry, they're collaborating with a dance company, Urbanity. So remind us who they are.
Urbanity is another young organization, and they are a fantastic modern dance company that's based in the South End. They've got a teaching studio that's just bursting at the seams during the day and a professional dance company that's really been doing a lot of creative work lately, including the Boston Contemporary Dance Festival this summer that they organized.
So this sounds like a really fun collaboration, a self-conducted orchestra, and I guess they'll be taking cues from the Urbanity Dance Company. What do you expect to see? What's going to happen?
Both of these groups are so accustomed to collaborating. There's nothing that I would really say is sort of standard format, old hat for these guys. I know we're going to see a lot of feeding back and forth between the musicians and the dancers in a sort of organic kind of way. And I know, Betsy Graves is the artistic director and founder of Urbanity, and she's choreographed this whole program. And I know she has a way of making things feel exciting and new, exploring new movement and letting people feed off each other in this sort of organic way.
Graham, you'd expect a larger company like the Boston Ballet to have a live orchestra with them, but it's not every day you get to see a small dance company perform with a big live accompaniment, right?
That's exactly right. And that's something that I never want to take for granted either, that, live music is something that unfortunately is rarer and rarer these days. Even some large companies might only have, one work that's produced with a live orchestra in the course of a big evening of dance and might have to fall back on recordings for the rest of the program. So to see a small company like this, a small dance company working with a live orchestra is very exciting, especially when it's an orchestra that's not just, an ad hoc ensemble for one project. This is a real orchestra that's got its own life and its own personality, and it's going to bring a spirit of artistic collaboration to the project.
Well, we started this segment with music by Stravinsky, but this performance is going to also feature another one of your favorite composers, Bach. So this is A Far Cry performing Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. But tomorrow night they'll be performing something new because Chemistry features the world premiere of a piece called Dancing with Bach. So tell us what we know about this piece.
This is a work that's created by composer Eric Nathan. And oftentimes, when you hear J.S. Bach mentioned, it's not in the context of dance, especially in a city like Boston where, Bach is a very reverential figure. But he has such a history with dance music. Certainly Baroque dance was alive and well and thriving at his time. So there's lots of the traditional dance forms that are reflected in his music, gavotte, allemande, courante, all these, period dances. Even movements that aren't strictly dance movements are still going to have this great sense of movement and shape to it that in the hands hands of a choreographer like Betsy, it's going to be amazing, you know, fertile material to create movement, to build from the music.
You mentioned that box music isn't always, we don't always associate that as music that dance companies are using these days, but Stravinsky is a very popular choice for dancers. The Rite of Spring comes to mind, but the piece featured in Chemistry is called Apollon Musaget. Let's hear a little bit of it. Stravinsky's Apollon Musaget. Tell us a little bit about this. Sounds lovely.
So it's a two tableau ballet. The first tableau depicting the birth of Apollo. The second, he is visited by muses, which is very appropriate for this sort of musical and dance collaboration. The muses of dance and music, mm-hmm. and then poetry and mime all come together to visit Apollo, and that's what's depicted in the bulk of the piece.
Graham, you mentioned a moment ago the choreographer behind this collaboration, Betsy Graves, and I was reading a great quote from her. She said, "When dancers and musicians step outside the bubble of their own discipline's limits, suddenly the realm of what's possible opens up." She says, "It's almost as if I can feel the melodies ricocheting from the dancer's muscle fibers." And we often think of music as sort of enhancing or encouraging dance, but it sounds like in this show, the dance can also enhance the music.
I think so. You know, oftentimes I'm sitting in the audience of a concert and I just get so excited by what I'm hearing, I want to jump up and dance. So this time, at least there's people up on the stage taking care of that for me.
Graham, thanks so much.
Always glad to be here.
That's Graham Wright. He's founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. He was telling us about Chemistry, a collaboration between the self-conducted orchestra A Far Cry and the Urbanity Dance Company, which will be performed tomorrow night at Jordan Hall. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org.
That's it for today. Please listen again on Monday. On that show, we'll have the general manager of the MBTA, Beverly Scott, on to talk about public transportation in around the city and the T's plans for the future and to take your questions.
In fact, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston, where you can start posting your questions or comments for Beverly Scott about the MBTA right now.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney, with help from Jamie Bologna.
And Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston, and have a great weekend.